Hello, Matthew. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, and thank you for having me this morning.
No problem at all. So if from the new data set, it concludes that Bankstown is not one of the more popular stations, why has the government continued with their plans on the T3 line and labelled Bankstown as a bottleneck station?
That's a very good question, and it's one of the major comments on the article that I wrote in The Conversation. The long history is that in the 1920s, they made Sydenham's six platforms. And over the 50s, they started building the additional platforms and bridge abutments between Sydenham and Erskineville to build six tracks. Now, in 2004, the previous Labour government was going to build six tracks, and that would have removed the bottleneck. That was recommended by Ron Christie in 2000. And the problem was, in 2008, we hit the global financial crisis. There was a mini budget, and this additional expenditure got canned. It's only about, or it should only about be based on the estimates and inflation, 200, 300 million. But the Metro Corporation is a very strong corporation, and they were much more concerned with creating this new corridor between Marrickville and Badgerys Creek Airport to connect to the other metros that they intend to build.
Right, that is a shame to hear. And what is the ideal number of passenger growth for the Bankstown line to be considered even a priority?
Well, the question is the relative growth. So the relative growth on the rest of the network, especially the Southern Line, the Eastern Suburbs, the Western Line. There's been so much growth on the Western Line, especially in Parramatta, that it is the priority. So we have to invest where the demand is. And if we invest in the Western Line, we can reduce congestion on the existing overloaded system.
Right. And Sydney's second transport priority was always a Western Relief line. Every transport investigation since 1971 Sydney Area Transport Study has identified this need. What benefits would result from this being introduced?
Well, we have a couple of options. It doesn't have to be a metro. If it was a heavy rail, we could divert some of the existing trains through the city and take them to alternative stations and then on the Western Line and on a Western Relief line. So we have the option of transforming the city in a way that we run maybe the expresses from Penrith through Olympic Park, Five Dock, then to the city and then out to the southwest, relieving the very congested city circle. Now, even if we don't do that, the Western Metro will relieve passenger demand on that line, especially if it's faster with fewer stops. So at the very least, that will then allow us to shift some of the trains around and maybe increase the services to the northern line through Rhodes, which is under very high demand and is growing even more.
Mm. Right. And what should be done on a local level regarding the Sydney Metro changes in the Bankstown region? Or is this rather more of a state issue?
Well, we've been talking a long time with the various councils, the Inner West, and especially the Canterbury-Bankstown City Council. They've really put a lot of thought into this. So they've been looking at this for quite a while. If the metro is built, we need to build more cross-regional connections. So especially feeder buses, more bike paths, more pedestrian-friendly streets, better lighting, so that people will feel more comfortable using the system. One of the comments made by several women at a community forum I attended in Campsie was they didn't feel safe walking at night through the streets to the transport. Mm. And that's a big problem. So we need to start looking at our street designs to make people feel safe. Not lighting our streets for the cars, but lighting our streets to remove shadows so that people don't feel like they can't see what's going on.
And that is prevalent, all across the city, unfortunately. Now, just lastly, with regards to the state election this Saturday, with Bankstown being a 63.27% Labor preferred suburb, what could this potential win mean for the future of their local transport systems?
Sorry, win by the metro?
A Labor win. What would that mean for the local transport systems?
Well, if the metro, the Bankstown metro, is put on hold, it doesn't have to necessarily be stopped. It just if you put it on hold and invest our very limited funds in the Western metro, you can still run, if you don't damage Sydenham, you can still run more trains per hour on the existing line. If the metro arrives at Sydenham, then you will have the opportunity to have people transferring to the Sydney Metro. So you could run 10 trains an hour, a train every 5 minutes on the Bankstown line and terminate at Sydenham with no complications, provided you keep the station so that there are the possibility of running the trains through. Also, there's options if we follow the Christie recommendations of amplifying between Lidcombe and Homebush to 6 tracks. Then we can start running the trains back from Marrickville round via Lidcombe through the city circle. So then we can get more of the faster connections to the city and to Parramatta that the residents have craved. Mm. And we've seen drops in the patronage on the Sefton line when they lost that through connection. So we really need to provide services that people want. And if Parramatta is going to be our second hub, we need to provide more services from places like Bankstown to Parramatta and more connecting services.
Sure. And hopefully, we can listen to those people and deliver. It'll be interesting to watch the developments for sure. Matthew, thank you so much for your time on the show today.